12th premise. There are no rich people in the world, and there are no poor people. There's just people. The rich have lots of pieces of paper that many pretend are worth something, and the poor don't. The rich claim they own land, and the poor often denied the right to make the same claim. A primary purpose of the police is to enforce the delusions of those with lots of pieces of paper. Those without the papers generally buy into these delusions almost as quickly and completely as those with. These delusions carry with them extreme consequences in the real world. Weyerhaeuser doesn't own any land. Weyerhaeuser doesn't really exist, but let's pretend it exists for a minute. It doesn't own any land. We all agree that Weyerhaeuser owns a bunch of land. There's a bunch of cars out there. They don't belong to anybody. They're wild and free. And we all agree that this car belongs to this person, that car belongs to that person. I can say that because my truck is about 1,000 miles away. Land ownership is a cultural convention. There is no such thing as land ownership in the way that we normally talk about. We all just agree that this land is owned by, you know, whomever, and that land's owned by whomever. And I want to be really careful when I say that, that I'm not saying, there's two things I'm not saying. One is I'm not saying that all cultural conventions are bad. What I'm saying is, with all the world at stake, we might start thinking about what cultural conventions we want to keep and what we want to get rid of. And I want to get rid of the notion of, well, first I want to get rid of the notion of corporations existing. Another is, I want to get rid of the notion of corporations owning land. I want to get rid of the notion of absentee land ownership. We can think of lots of others too. But the other part I want to say is I'm not saying that there is no such thing as land ownership, because there is. The Talawa own the land where I live. Actually, my mom holds a piece of paper that says that she owns it, but the Talawa actually own it. And the reason they own it is because they lived there for 12,500 years and their blood is mixed with the soil. And that's how you get to own land, is by living there and entering into that predator-prey relationship for generation after generation and having your blood mixed with the soil and the soil mixed with your blood. And so there is that form of land ownership. That's different. Okay, 13th premise. Those in power rule by force, and the sooner we break ourselves of illusions to the contrary, the sooner we can at least begin to make reasonable decisions about whether, when, and how we're going to resist.